Review to Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022 at 12 o'clock. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccommentsmissionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to open the meeting and we'll do roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck.
Present.
Mike Malloy.
Present.
John Dortch.
Present.
Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we have a quorum. So Barbara, can I have you do the Pledge of Allegiance and everyone else go on mute?
Absolutely. Place your heart, hand over your heart and pledge with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. So now we're going to do staff introductions, and Mr. Brown, we'll start with you.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board. Good afternoon. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
And Jerry Vincent.
Good afternoon. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Welcome to both of you. School staff.
Good afternoon. Lindsay Reith, Area Superintendent.
This is Jenna Eunice, school principal, and I have someone here as a guest reporting for my principal's report. That is Angie Vega.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to both of you. Any other school staff?
Joy Taylor, Director of Federal and State Programs.
Hi, Joy.
And good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Hey, Jeff. School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, all. Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
All right. Anyone else who is presenting?
Good afternoon. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
And any other staff presenting? All right. Welcome to all of you. That's the side. We're going to go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Jeff Martineau.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. So can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
John Dortch moved.
Barbara Willebrand second.
John Dortch has moved. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. 1F, approve agenda for the September 6, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second for 1F.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand second.
Mike Malloy makes a motion. Barbara Willebrand seconds. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
1F has been approved unanimously. We're now on 1G. Approve minutes of the July 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Are there any corrections or comments to be made? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Claudette Beck will make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand second.
Claudette Beck has motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. Vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. 1H, approved minutes of the August 4th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Are there any corrections or comments? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1H?
John Dirks will second.
Okay, so Claudette Beck motioned and John Dirks second. Good choice, guys. So we'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dirks?
Aye.
Barbara Wilbrand?
Aye.
So 1H has been approved unanimously. So now we're on consent items. This is number two. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. And they are A, 1 through 4. 1, the board will be asked to approve acceptable use policy for the free application of federal student aid or the California Dream App Cap application completion requirement. 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. 3, the board will be asked to approve the revised special education master plan. And 4, the board will be asked to approve the revised English learner master plan. Are there any board members who would like to table one of these for further discussion? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 2 consent items A, 1 through 4?
Mike Malloy makes a motion. John Dirks second.
Mike Malloy's motion. John Dirks has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dirks?
Aye.
Barbara Wilibrand?
Aye.
So consent items number 2, A, 1 through 4 has been approved unanimously. So now we're into public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone from the public on the line who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone from the public contacted you?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. There were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, well, thank you so much. So now we're on 4, school reports and information, and this is principal update, and this is Jenna Eunice.
Hello, good afternoon, board. I wanted to share with you the board update for reflected effective as of, 8:25, the end of our second learning period of the school year. So our attendance for the first learning period was 84.1%, and for LP2, 87.08%. So we are really excited to see so many students doing so well at the start of the school year. We are tracking activity completion in our online platform, APEX, and students are completing more activities on average and moving through classes at increased rates than they did last year at this time. We're also seeing increased engagement. We are offering daily office hours with our class teachers, booking services for one-on-one instruction, and our on-demand tutoring as well. Oh, I lost the visual on that. Just a moment. Let me pull up my copy. Hopefully all members of the board received a copy of this report as well. One thing we're doing differently this year is that our counselors are holding orientation evenings. So at 6 p.m. Every Thursday for the past few Thursdays, they've been holding information nights for grade levels. So 6th grade, we did a middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade information night, and then 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. At this time, they're also introducing requirements for graduation, various pathways to college and career, what each grade level needs to prepare, and the new requirement for the FAFSA, or Dream Act requirement application as well. So these opportunities for engagement and our dedicated teamwork, we know are responsible for the increase in academic progress. And I am very optimistic and look forward to future updates. Our enrollment count is also steadily climbing back up. At this time of year, we tend to dip a little bit because of the graduates, but that's going back up as well. We are seeing, I'm looking over at our enrollment numbers here to see if there's anything that's really trending differently than we've seen in the past. But as noted in previous board meetings, we are seeing the majority of our students, more than 50%, in the 11 to 17 year old range, and only 13.5 in that 19 to 24 year old range. Our EL population has dipped slightly, and our special education population, no surprise, has actually increased a little bit to 16.2%. And even last month we started the year with 17%. So parents and students are definitely looking for opportunities for students to be successful, and we're happy to provide those for our team. We did have a drive-through graduation ceremony recently, and there is a short video that's live linked here to the program. It says click here to watch, and it's in purple. So I do hope. Yay! We can watch that together.
They always supported me, especially when I had no motivation to keep continuing.
It actually helped me a lot. I was struggling at first, and they just helped me catch up with my credit. And I've been with them since freshman year. And it was like nothing but like positive vibes, trying to get me out of school. Thanks a lot, Miss Academy.
Thank you so much. It was hot, and it was, but it was so worth it. You can see from the smiles on everyone's faces. We had families, one family drive several hours from Norco in the middle of the week to attend the graduation ceremony, a father and their child. And we had most of our staff there. We ended up having, I think, 22 or 23 graduates attend the drive-through graduation. So pretty much everyone that we expected. And we also hosted a virtual graduation for which I will make sure I send some highlights as well. That one's not quite done being edited yet, but it's a really special time of year. And then lastly, I wanted to share a student success story and actually have the person who works with our program, recovery program, share that with you. So this is one of our academic advisors, Ms. Angie Vega, and she travels to a recovery center for whom some of our students enroll with us temporarily. While they are in rehab and recovery. And Angie, I'll let you talk about a recent graduate we had named Zach.
Sure. Thanks for having me on today. My student, Zach, first of all, every student that's at that recovery center is a unique case. Every single one of them are just coming from some really tough situations in life and turn to substance abuse, and for one reason or another. But this student, in particular, she told me that she just hated me. She, when I would first start coming in there, she'd be like, just roll her eyes. Miss Vega's here. She's going to make me do my schoolwork today. And it took me a couple couple months probably to break down that little barrier, that little wall that she had built around herself until the point where I'd come in and she'd be like, Miss Vega's here, with a smile on her face, and she'd be excited to see me. She told me she's never going to graduate high school. She told me that there's people in her life that have told her that she's never going to graduate high school and that she was only doing it for her mom, to make her mom happy. And she did it. She did graduate high school just a couple weeks ago. And so the recovery center and I put on this little ceremony, just a special little ceremony, and we play some graduation music and they walk down the stairs, and the girls and the guys, they go to school at different times. So we had to make sure it was clear, and all the girls sat out on the little foyer and we clapped for her and we called her mom in and we called her sped teacher in because she's also a special ed student. And we just really celebrated her and let her live in that moment that she thought would never happen. And then last year we had 5 sustained graduate students. So 5 students that were in recovery, and they stayed with us and they graduated, or they graduated while they were still in recovery. So that is amazing. And I am like so proud to work with those students and so happy to be a part of their lives.
Thank you, Angie. Angie is an academic advisor who's been with Mission Academy for several years, and one of our best, and she makes such an impact with students. So I feel lucky to have her. And thank you, Angie, for being here today. The last student success story I had on my update was just about the FAFSA and Dream Act application. One student wrote, Counselor Mr. Kelly met with me recently and, you know, had him apply to FAFSA. He said no one had ever talked to him about college and much less financial aid, but he was very grateful about that. And I think that speaks to Angie's story as well, is many of our students haven't had that positive adult influence. And so we try and give them, you know, 2, 3, 4 positive adults, so that they hopefully connect with someone and see snippets of themselves and a brighter, you know, future. So very, very happy with how things are going. And as I said, I look forward to more positive updates in the future. So that concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Love the little video, too. That's really great. All right. So now we're going to go. Are there any questions for the board members? If not, we're going to go into 4B, current vendor list. Lindsay Reese.
Thank you, President Stanford. For the board, please reference pages 70 through 71 in your board packet. The vendor list includes services like professional development, technology, healthcare benefits, et cetera, and is presented as an informational item twice a year for the board members' review. This report covers July 2021 through June 2022. Please carefully review the vendor list to ensure that there are no conflicts of interest. Thank you.
All right, we appreciate that. Any questions, comments from board members on the vendor list? All right, so then we're going to go to C, finance update and budget overview for 22-23 school year. Geeta.
Hello, board. This is Geeta with LLAC. So I have 3 items under the finance update I'd like to go over with the board. The first one is the Hanmi financial update for the line of credit. It's updated as of July 31st, 2022. You can find this document as a resource in your PDF packet, page 73. And on the screen, you'll see that it reflects the line of credit that the school has with the bank, which currently is approved at $1 million. The expiration date, you'll see that it's already passed September 3rd, 2022, but the bank is working on extending that, and we should get the extension by next week. The reason that I don't show the next year extension is because they didn't receive the unaudited actuals. We were working on finalizing it. So they have it, and they're working on preparing that for the school. The interest rate is a change. So the last update that I provided to the board, the interest rate was reported at 4.5%. And since it has increased up to 6%. And the reason for that is that the Hanmi line of credit moves with the prime rate. And as you all hear in the news, the Fed has been increasing the interest rate. So the Hanmi interest rate is prime rate plus 0.5%. So currently their interest rate is at 6%. And then it also credit like if the school has drawn from the line of credit, which they have not. They didn't need any line of credit. But if ever in the future they do within this fiscal year, we will look at other options for the school and make sure that the school receives the lowest interest rate if they were going to request a line of credit. This report also reflects the covenant ratio and all the requirements that the school needs to meet in order to continue to be qualified for the line of credit, and the school does meet all of that. So this concludes my item one under finance update. If there are no questions, I'll move on to the second item. So the second item is the financial reporting calendar. This document is supported by LLAC. We provide and support the school for the financial reporting. These are the important items that need to be reported to the governing agencies, such as California Department of Education. The first two annual report and the adopted LCAP are the two reports that are previously approved in June by the board. And the third item is the unaudited actuals. The unaudited actuals is on the agenda today, which I will go over for the fiscal year 21-22. The fourth item on the calendar is due in December, is the audited report, which is done by a third-party auditor. The next item is the first interim report. This document is the first financial report for the fiscal year. It reports the first 4 months of the operations of the school. The next item is the P1 ADA report, which is used as a key matrix for determining the first apportionment for the school funding. The next item is the second interim report. This document is it reflects the financial operations, the actual amounts that you were used for operations for the school, the first seven months of the year for the school. And the next item is the P2 ADA report and the annual apportionment. These two are used as key matrix for a significant portion of the school funding. So, and then we have the last item, which is the Form 990, is the corporation nonprofit tax return. This is due to Internal Revenue Service, and the deadline is always determined by Internal Revenue Service. So these are the 22-23 items on the calendar that are due for the school year. And if there are no questions, I'll move on to the third item. So this is actually a very good news. When the board approved the budget for fiscal year 22-23, the governor approved the budget with a COLA of 6.56%. So since there was a revision and there was an augmentation of an additional COLA to the 6.56, an additional 6.28%. So this augmentation has resulted an extra dollar funding for the school, and that extra funding is $586,269. So this funding is additional, and it will be reported on the first interim report, and you will see it when that report is due to the board. Currently, Lindsay is working with the controllers and the finance team to ensure, offset that excess revenue with additional support for the students. So that concludes my financial update. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Any questions from the board members? Thank you, Dita, for that report. All right. Thank you. So now we're going to go to annual board training announcement, and that's Lindsay.
Thank you again. This is the annual training we provide for our board members using Young, Mini, and CORE on Brown Act and conflict of interest laws. Excuse me. There will be two options to attend the training, one in the evening and one in the daytime. The first date of training is Tuesday, September 27th at 5 p.m., the other date is Wednesday, September 28th at 11 a.m. And once again, topics covered will include extensive Brown Act training, conflict of interest laws, and what you need to know about filling out the Form 700. And RSVPs will be coordinated with Vanessa Mendoza. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So are there any questions for the board members? Okay. So we're going to go to five action items. A, the board will be asked to approve the unaudited actuals for the 21-22 school year. Geeta.
Thank you, board. This is Geeta with LLAC. So you can find a full report on your in your packet on pages 78 to 90. This report is the unaudited actual for fiscal year 21-22, and it includes summary of statement of revenue and expenditures, a net position, information about schools' assets and liabilities, and information about average daily attendance, and that includes last year's funding ADA as well as projections for fiscal year 22-23 that were used for developing current year's budget. In fiscal year 21-22, the school had a funding ADA of 522. This funding ADA provided a final year-end total revenue of $7.8 million. Total revenue was slightly higher, about $37,000, compared to the projections presented at the board meeting in June, including same level of revenue from LCFS sources, special ed and mandated block grant, and small increase in lottery revenue, Title I, and local revenue. On the expenditure side, the school ended fiscal year with a total expenditure of $7.2 million. This total also shows a higher level of expenditures compared to prior projections, about $97,000 higher. This included an increase in teachers, certificated support, and classified instructional salaries, and a small decrease in supplies, equipment, training, professional services, and communication spending. In fiscal year 21-22, the school had an excess revenue of $646,000, which is about $60,000 lower than the prior projections. With this excess revenue, the school ended up fiscal year 21-22 with a total net position of $1.4 million. And of this reserve, $322,000 is restricted reserve that is composed of unspent funds of state grants that were received but not fully spent in fiscal year 21-22, including Educator Effectiveness Grant, A2G Completion Grant, Special Education One-Time Grants, individual amounts and ethnic studies block grants, and a list of these resources related to these restricted grants are in your report. Also, the last line in the net position section of the report shows an unrestricted net position of $1 million, which is about 15% of the total annual expenditures. As I mentioned before, the unaudited actuals also report the balance sheet information to show the school year-end assets and liabilities, and these are on pages 3 and 4 on your report. By the end of the fiscal year, the school shows asset items, including cash, receivables, and prepaid expenditures. On the liabilities section, you will see an account payable item with no other special line items to report at this time. Lastly, the net position in line K of the this section shows a total reserve of $1.4 million that matches the total ending net position in reserve section on page 2 of the report. And that concludes the unaudited actual report for fiscal year 21-22. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Any questions from the board members? If not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 5A?
Claudia Becker will make a motion to approve 5A.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Thanks, ladies. Claudette Beck's motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 5A has been approved unanimously. So now we're going into 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown. unmute.
I'm in.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm here. I'm trying to get this thing working. Now I got people at the door. Hello? Right. Hi there. That's you. I'm sorry. Thank you, Madam President. Everything happened at once. The phone, the door, everything. Anyway, I just want to say, you know, the Mission Academy sending out that report that I can read is so easy and so wonderful. And it really is totally complete in the information that I'm interested in getting. So lots of good information on that. And thanks for that video. I mean, there was an awful lot of enthusiasm going on there, so I do appreciate that. I'm jumping up and down, kids getting signs. It was pretty exciting. Angie Bank, what can I say? Just to tell you that, wow, that's going above and beyond, going to the recovery centers, reaching out. You know, some days it's really a lot of fun to be here. Most days it's a lot of fun to be here, but today's a special fun day. So thank you so much for that information, Angie. It actually warms my heart. I really appreciate it. Especially those young people that are fighting to get back and well, the help they can get. It's amazing. So thank you and thank you all. I just don't know what else to say. Back to you, Madam President. Excuse me for all that craziness that went all at once there.
It goes with all of us. Thank you so much, Jeff. Those are good words. We all say ditto, too. Jerry Denson.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, President Stanford. Jenna, you have really, really done a turnaround on this program. Under Lindsay's leadership, what you're doing is really phenomenal. And I echo everything Mr. Brown said, but Angie Vega going to the recovery centers, I mean, that's something that's very near and dear to my heart, and I'm so grateful for those extra efforts. You guys are really doing a service to those students, and keep it up, please. And do know that each one of us are available to any of you if you need extra support in these areas. Really liking what's happening down there. Thanks, guys.
So this is Board President Stanford. I don't know who made that poster up at the beginning. Jenna, I assume it's you or Lindsay. It was wonderful. It had everything on it that we needed, and it was easy to read. So thank you for doing that. And Angie, can't say enough about what you're doing. Good job. Again, I love that poster at the beginning. That might be something we need to do for everybody. I like to steal things and use them. It's good. All right. Any other comments from the board?
Yeah, this is Glenda Beth. I just want to say I really love the report also. And if you could send me a copy because I couldn't find it on my email or anything. So if you guys could go ahead and send me that. I really liked the way you did it and with all the information on it. And the video, of course, we love that. And also, boy, Angie did a great job with the other thing. So my goodness, you guys are doing very well. Appreciate it.
Hey, Lindsay, a quick shout out to you and Jenna for that really short graduation clip at the beginning. I think we might want to, you know, really be mindful of how much of a gift that is to us who can't make it to every graduation, right? So thank you so very much. So thoughtful.
Did you see that? I don't know if it was an administrator or teacher, but with the poster jumping up and down for each kid.
That's our teacher. That's one of our teachers, and she was very, very enthusiastic. Ms. Carter is great. And yes, I agree. We can work on including videos like this in the future for our other board presentations, and then we'll also make sure we send you that lovely report that Jenna made. It's really nice, concise. It's a one-pager. And it has everything you need. So from what I understand, Shelley Sands just sent all the board members a copy of it. If you don't get it, let me know. I'll be happy to send it to you again.
All right. And that was wonderful. Awesome. You know, when you find something like that and it just concises everything, you're thinking, this is what we need every time. So good job. All right. All right. I love that. So now I think we're going to go into closed session. If there are no more comments. So I'd like to have a motion and a second to adjourn the regular open session and enter into closed session.
Michael Lori makes a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second. Mike Malloy has motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are going into closed session.
And Carol, you might want to indicate why we're going into closed session.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going in number one for public employee performance evaluation, and that's for area and superintendent, and two, conference with labor negotiation. We want to report that John Dortch made the motion to exit closed session, and Mike Malloy seconded the motion, and it was unanimous that we go out of closed session and back into open session. And we want to report that there was no action was taken in closed session number one, public employee performance evaluation. And also in closed session item number two, no action was taken in conference with labor negotiation with Mr. Thompson. All right. So now we're going to go into corporate and board members' comments. So, Mr.
Actually, yeah, actually, Carol, we already had that. So now you can.
Oh, okay. So I can't find my paper. I have my papers all over. So I'm going to tell you our next public board meeting is, and I don't know when it is. Somebody tell me.
Yeah, September 20, 2022.
Okay.
At
10:30
a.m.
So now I need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Let Rebecca make a motion to adjourn.
Mike Malloy will second.
So, Claudette Beck's motion, Mike Malloy has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it is unanimous that we are adjourning our session. Thank you, everyone, for your hard work.
Thank you all.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good meeting, Carol. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.